Let me ask you, are you one of the thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who stand to lose their job because of the AI revolution? I wonder, who is actually at risk of a job loss? Is it blue, white-collar workers? Apparently, most experts agree that artificial intelligence will completely upend the workforce in the next few years. And there are some conflicting reports about who is more at risk, lower wage workers or middle management. There was a report by the think tank McKinsey Global estimating that those people on lowest wages are up to 14 times more likely to be replaced by AI than those on higher wages. But hang on, here's the confusion. There was a separate report conducted by JP Morgan that predicts mass-scale white-collar job realignment is going to happen. So, who's right? What does AI mean about your job security? Our employment expert is Graham Wynn, Esquire, and he joins me on the phone now. Graham, your job's pretty safe, isn't it? Good morning.
Good morning, Luke. Yes, I feel my job is pretty safe. Yes, absolutely. Yes, I've got no concerns at all.
Yeah, because I listen sometimes to my opposition on the radio. I'm not sure whether I've been replaced by artificial intelligence, but I've been, I think, replaced by people of dubious intelligence. But anyway, that's another topic for another day.
It is indeed.
Graham, you heard my introduction. Can you elaborate? Who is more at risk of my listeners now? Who's more at risk of losing their job because of AI?
Look, I think one of the first things that jumps out is things like call centres. And if you were to ring Telstra, they're all automated. Press one for this, press two for that. And if you try and do an online chat with these guys, you've got these bots with these standard questions to try and get you through. Mm. So there's a huge call centre issue. I think that is one that we certainly will see AI taking over. I agree with your earlier comment. Doesn't mean it's more intelligent because it's bloody hard work dealing with these machines.
It is impossible to get through to people. Yeah. It is so annoying. And just while we're on that, I read a theory somewhere. It might have been a listener that emailed me who said that they have a theory that the music that you hear while on hold to these government departments, or anyone actually, is deliberately bad so that you'll get frustrated and hang up and they won't have to deal with you. I don't know whether that's true or not, but there you are. There's a theory.
Well, I rang the RACV. I'll say the RACV. I rang the RACV.
That's the car service mob in Victoria.
Exactly, about insurance. And with all the different prompts and options and press this, I was 2.25 minutes before I got through to the right department. That I've got better things to do. But that's what will happen. People will ring off eventually and say, I can't be doing all this. It just takes too long to get through anybody.
Yeah, I give up. I give up. I wonder if that's a deliberate strategy, Graham.
It could well be. I mean, in Telstra, you ring one person and talk to that person. And because I've got a business account with Telstra, you have to go through all the ID and who you are. Oh, I transfer you to a business person. You've got to go through the whole rigmarole of IDing again. If it goes to another person, the whole ID thing again, they just make it impossible sometimes. They really do. So it's like sometimes they're pushing you online to do everything automated by making it difficult for you to actually ring and talk to people in the first place.
Okay. Now, automated trucks in this country are a long, long, long way off because we're a very large country and I'm told that it's probably going to be virtually impossible to drive a fleet of trucks or have a fleet of trucks delivering food and petrol to its destination by automation. But what about our tradies listening to us? You still need a brain and a pair of hands to lay bricks and build houses, don't you?
Well, trades, I think, certainly are well protected. There is technology which makes it a little bit easier, some jobs easier, but you still need the person there to actually do the job. So I think trades, and we've discussed trades before, if you've got kids, get them in a trade. That's probably one of the best industries to get in. There's plenty of work, good money, and it's pretty much protected from AI. Trades are definitely the way to go. Customers are, as I say, I think things like accounting for accountants, they will probably feel this because, again, you can actually do everything automated yourself. It goes straight to the tax office and some robot at the tax office looks at it. So I think those areas will certainly get cut back as well. But also things like journalism, that'll feel it.
What? Go on.
Yeah, well, basic journalism. Now you can actually go into these chat things and say, write me an article about this topic, and boom, you get an article written for you.
But
So journalism, yeah, journalism will certainly be an issue.
journalists have to name a source. How do you name a source? If we read an article in the Courier Mail or the Daily Telegraph or the Herald Sun or whatever, it's got a byline. We know the journalist that's written the article. If that article is actually written by AI, how do we know who wrote it? Who's responsible?
Well, it's interesting. I do a lot of online media stuff, and I get quite a few requests, and they always come back these. They're just saying, please do not use AI. We want original content. So journalists are now telling people who contribute to articles, we do not want AI. You've got to have original content. So there's an issue there with that definitely already happening.
Graham, it was revealed that in New South Wales last year, there was an enormous percentage of students caught cheating, and plagiarism was one of the big issues, and using AI to write essays. It's happening.
It's already happening.
How do you catch it?
Well, I think at school it's quite easy because you would get the students' work throughout the entire year. You can see their style and et cetera. And if you're smart enough, which hopefully the teachers are, when a paper gets put in, you can see straight, okay, that's not written by them. That's not them how they normally write things. So you normally can pick it up yourself, and it's still not perfect. The mistake people are making with this chat thing is that they're not actually editing it and going through and checking it because there are words in there which are just wrong. And that's how they get found out. So that
Okay, but is AI down the track going to get so smart it's going to be really difficult to catch? Because it keeps learning, doesn't it?
it correct. The more information that goes in, the smarter it gets. So we'll learn definitely, and we'll get better as time goes by. There's no doubt about that. So we might need to go back to the old days of school. We actually do your handwritten essays and projects in the classroom.
Graham, what about applying for jobs? A lot of these job applications are online. We were talking just the other day. You want to get a job at Woolies, and they say outside Woolworths, we are hiring. But instead of saying apply within, and you used to once upon a time go to whoever was in charge of hiring and firing, it's all online. So are job applications going to be using AI?
A lot already do, and that's a bit of a problem within
Oh.
my industry, particularly, yes. And it's basically lazy recruiting. That's how I term it. And so what happens? I'll use the biggest job board, Seek. Everyone's used Seek, and Woolworths and all those people. You do the same thing. You actually apply online. It automatically goes into a database, and if keywords match what they're looking for, it spits it out the other end. If keywords don't match, no one looks at it. So it's lazy recruiting, basically. Now, I must admit, we don't do that. I don't use those systems. We look at actually every single resume, but a lot of recruiters don't anymore. They're relying on the technology to spit out a resume and say, oh, there's keywords there. We will therefore look at that one. So a lot of people applying for jobs, no one even looks at their resume.
Graham Wynn, our employment expert from Superior People Recruitments, with us. Okay, Graham, quickly to wrap up, what are the main jobs that you think are under threat by AI? And people who work in these jobs, what should they do? First of all, go through your top five.
Call centres, definitely. They're certainly one that'll struggle because, as you say, technology's already in place and that will continue. So I think call centres are ones definitely that will go. And that includes a customer service as well. If you've got a complaint or something about a product, that'll go down the AI path. I think a lot of legal things will also go as well. The more junior legal sectors, paralegals, I think that'll disappear. And people who do analysis work. So at the moment, we've got very smart geeks out there who can program things to do data research for you. So I think a lot of analyst work that and data research that will disappear because the technology will be able to run that sort of research for you straight away. So those are the ones in this I think are really going to be in trouble, as well as accounting roles. I think accounting and most people these days use online accounts tools. Accountants will be cut out of the loop. It'll certainly go straight from a business straight to the tax office. So accountants, I think, will be cut out considerably, yes.
What about teachers?
That's an interesting one, teachers. It's an interesting one because we're struggling to keep teachers and get teachers
Oh,
anyway.
yeah.
So is that an industry that needs to go down more AI to deal with such a shortage?
It's worth a thing. I'd like to hear from people on 133353. Are you working in an area, in a profession, and you feel that you're going to be threatened by artificial intelligence? Give us a call. What are you and your colleagues saying? And I'm sure Graham Wynn would love to hear your feedback. Graham, always good to talk to you, buddy. Thank you so much. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. Take care, Luke.